What's up, my friends? Dr. David Boyd. This is the Modern Medicine Matters Podcast, your daily dose, episode number 167. Today's topic is this: embrace the suck. Sit back, relax, because here we go. So for a large part of my life, I was what would be diagnosed as a couch potato. I spent most of my time with my butt sitting on the couch, consuming some sort of a snack in a bag, and watching large amounts of TV. As a matter of fact, pretty much any cartoon from the late 80s into the early 90s, I've seen it. You know, I look back now and, oh my God, what a mess. I mean, the amount of TV and Doritos that I used to put away was terrible. And, you know, I really didn't know any better. Like, that's the one thing I will say that I won't beat myself up too much about is, like, as a kid, I really didn't know any better. I was a really shy kid. I didn't have many friends. Let me rephrase that. I didn't have any friends. I didn't play in any sports. I was not motivated to. I remember one time asking my parents, like, if I could play football just because it looked kind of cool. Knew nothing about football. But, you know, I wanted to do that, and I was shied away from doing that. So I decided you really didn't do much. And it's something because a lot of the habits that you establish in childhood, you carry into adulthood. And if you listen to this podcast for any length of time, you've heard me mention things really shifted for me in my mid-30s when I saw a picture of myself and didn't recognize myself. There was this fat, balding guy in the picture with a lab coat on, and I didn't even know who that was. Like, I was shocked and appalled that that was me. And I made the realization then and there that, oh my God, I was a hypocrite. I was telling people to, like, you know, lose weight, live a healthy lifestyle, all these things, and wasn't doing it myself, and made a massive change into my life. Just made a massive change in my life. So that's kind of the decanted version of the story. But one of the things that I learned and learned massively as I took on physical challenges for myself, as I set the bar higher and higher for myself, was that the more things that I did physically that sucked, the more I learned about me and the further dimension of a man I became. Now, you may say, okay, well, wait a minute. How does that one thing have to do with the other? And if you hear a roar of an engine in the background, it's because I'm recording this while I'm driving. And that is the roar of my big V8 engine of my Toyota Tundra. Because I like it. That's why. So why? Why did these physical challenges? What did it teach me? Because the thing is this. When you challenge yourself physically and you go and you push your limits, when you put yourself under that kind of stress, things pop up mentally for you that had not in the past. All kinds of stories start to come about. I'll give you an example. And this was like one of the more mild things I've done physically. Okay. I'm still kind of freaked out by the night, especially being out in nature at night. I'm a city boy. That's how I grew up. So being out in nature is weird for me a little bit to begin with. It can be really exciting and actually really enjoyable. I really like getting out and about sometimes, but it's also just weird for me. It's also just weird for me going and at night, especially, really, really freaks me out being like outdoors at night by myself, you know? So anyway, long story short, so I did this trail run, and it was through the McDowell Mountains, which are in the outskirts of Phoenix, and really, really rocky, like particularly rocky mountains, right? Just the terrain, I mean, is very, very rocky. And so it had loose rocks, loose dirt, things like that. You really couldn't see where you were going. You just really couldn't see real well. And I had this really crappy little headlamp that I failed to check the batteries on. Looking back now, how idiotic, you know, didn't have a backup, didn't have like spare batteries. So I go on like this foot race, and it was a, gosh, how long was it? 10 miles? No, it was less than that. 7 miles? I don't remember. It was, you know, significant distance. If you're running on flat land, it would be like a little challenging, but this was like terrain, and it was, you know, up and down these pitches and these little switchbacks and quick turns and things like that. I did not have trail shoes. I was doing it in regular running shoes, so I really didn't have good traction. And this crappy little headlamp that I had, it was like every time that my feet would hit the ground, it would just like, you know, jostle the batteries sitting in there just a little bit. And so the light would flicker. And it was enough of a flicker that sometimes I wouldn't see where my footing would go. And this one time, I'm running along and I'm trying to, like, you know, keep up with everybody. And despite there being, you know, a couple hundred people in this race, there were plenty of times that I was out there on the trail where I was just like completely by myself out in the desert. And it was scary. It was downright scary. So this one of the times where the light was flickering, it flickered, and I was like, oh wow, like the light came back on. I was like, oh dang, there's a bush in front of me. So I stopped real quick. Well, I stopped and I kind of did a double take as I look on the other side of the bush because I couldn't see the path. Well, there wasn't a path. There was like a sheer cliff that was there. I mean, one more good stride, I would have went right off this damn mountain. No one would have found me till morning. I would have even either been dead or severely injured. So it just caused me made me stop. And so instead, I changed my strategy. What I did was I just waited for somebody to come by and stayed on their heels the entire time because they had a decent light. And that's how I finished that race. But the point is, the amazing thing is whether it was that or Ironman or the half Ironman that I did or the bodybuilding challenge that I made for myself of, like, you know, put on X amount of muscle. How much muscle can I put on in 90 days? Now, okay, and how much can you do it in 6 months? Like, these different physical challenges that I've made for myself, although it's been great physically and satisfying physically, what I never understood is how particularly amazing of a insight that I would get, like, mentally, like spiritually, how much I would learn about myself by putting myself in those situations, that I would learn other areas in my life. And I'll give you an example. So today, just to the day that I'm recording this, and this is, what's today? October 26th, 2019. That's when I'm recording this. So I went and I'm training for 11 summits. Now, you've heard me talk about 11 summits in the past. If you've listened to this podcast before, 11 summits is a charity that I'm involved in. It's really, really cool. It's to take care of, to raise money for a group called CASA, Court Appointed Special Advocates for Children. And last year we raised $96,000 in this challenge that we have for ourselves to climb the 11 summits between Phoenix and Sedona. And this was done nonstop, over 52 hours, constant, no sleep, busting on through. It was absolutely amazing. And I had the opportunity to be part of the pit crew and medical support for that last year. This year, I'm one of the hikers for it. And so I'm training for 11 summits because it's like, oh gosh, I don't know, 48,000 feet, vertical feet climbed. It's basically like two marathons, but uphill, the equivalent of. So I'm training for 11 summits right now, and was on Paestewa Peak in Phoenix, which is a challenging climb. It's fairly technical climb, a lot of jagged edges, a lot of steps. It's pretty technical climb, and I had a friend of mine come with me on this climb, and she stopped. She's like, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm done. Like, she tapped out, right? And I said, okay, well, I'm going to keep going. And I pressed on through because I had it in my head, no matter what, I was not going to stop. I was going to reach the summit. I wasn't going to let anybody slow me down. I was going to go. And so I went. And in my head, I'm telling myself this story. Like, I'm not going to quit. Not going to stop. Got to keep going. Got to keep pushing. Not going to slow down. Right? That's how I live my life. Not going to slow down. Got to keep going. And here I was, about to the point where I'm going to summit, where I made the realization in my backpack that I was wearing, I had all the water. Now, it's not summertime. You know, here we are. We're fall, right? We're in fall here in Phoenix. It wasn't terribly hot today. It was like, you know, 80-something, like low 80s. And it was actually pleasant. But, I mean, still, you're out in the desert. It's beating down sun. There's no shade. And because I was so focused on attaining my goal here, I left someone in the desert with no water. And I made this realization. And here's the thing. I could see the summit. Like, it was maybe like another 7-minute climb. Pretty vertical, but another 7-minute climb. And I'm looking at this thing, and I'm like, Dave, don't stop. You got to keep going, man. Don't stop. And the other lesson I walked away with is, where else in my life am I so focused on winning that I'm hurting people that I care about? Massive, massive lesson. So I stopped where I was. I said, okay, you know what? I'm not going to summit today. Another day I will. But right now, I'm going to go fix this. And so I hauled ass down that mountain. I hauled ass. So I got to the point where I found her, handed her a bottle of water. As you can imagine, she was a bit perturbed. She said, you left me. I said, you're right. You are right. I goofed it up. I was selfish thinking about me and thinking about the win. The lessons that I've walked away with by challenging myself in these different physical ways, they may initially, that physical challenge that you may give to yourself may seem very surface level, may seem very, very simple. I promise you, if you go all in, you will walk away with massive lessons. If you just open your heart up, open your mind up to accept it. Because today's lesson was a huge one for me. And really, it's caused me to, you know, sit back and look at myself as a dad, look at myself as a doctor, as a leader in my community, and really ask myself those questions of, you know, okay, like, I am hell-bent on being the best version of myself. But where may I be sacrificing relationships with people I care about in order to do that? Go get your gift. Go embrace the suck. That's what I got for you today, my friends. If you don't follow me on Facebook, check me out there as well. David Boyd is the name. On Instagram, David Boyd MD. If you've not yet been to Blind Spot Medical, that's blindspotmedical.com. Go head on over to Blind Spot, put in your name and email address, and you'll get on the mailing list there. And last but not least, if you haven't subscribed to this podcast, please do. Go ahead and hit the like, subscribe button, and leave a comment. If you have not yet tried listening to this on Alexa, if you're anything like me, oh man, I love my Alexa. I use it for everything in my house, right? I'm constantly asking it questions, play music and all that. And the other day I was like, you know what? Let me try it. Let me just give it a go. And I said, Alexa, play the Modern Medicine Matters podcast. And sure enough, I popped right up on there. So there you go. That's my tip for you. Try it on your Alexa in whatever room in your house that you have it. I would love for you to talk to you there, wherever you're at. That's what I got for you today, friends. Remember, health as well as investing in yourself. Be coming at you again tomorrow on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast. Take care.